Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Just a Few Minutes a Day with author, polemicist, Moses Henry Jones. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's been a week and a day that Mr. Jensen Franklin has received his copy. That's right, I sent him a copy. I sent him a copy before I sent anybody else a copy. He got a copy a week and a day ago, and I haven't heard from Mr. Franklin. The first thing I write in my book, Spirit of Python Dunce, the first thing I write is an open letter to him, which you can have. I'll send it to you if you like to. All you have to do is email me. I'll send you the open letter I sent to him. I'll send the open letter I sent to his church. I'll send you the preface that I'm going to read today. My brothers and sisters, email me and I'll send you the sampler to the book. By the way, did you buy your copy of the book? If not, you should. Go to our website. Go to www.dailymannany.com. www.dailymannany.com for your copy of the book. And like I said, I emailed this guy and I sent him a copy of the book a week and a day ago. Certified mail return receipt. I made sure that it got into his hands. It's already been signed for a week and a day ago. And you know what I've heard from Jensen Franklin? I've heard this. I've heard crickets, which means I've heard nothing. So much for the man who wanted to tell the whole world about the Spirit of Python. I guess, he wanted to tell the whole world a couple of years ago when he was being unchallenged. Now that he's being challenged, he's quiet, he's hush-hush, and it sounds to me like he's gone into witness protection. There's no need for him to go into witness protection. All I want is to get some answers from him for you, church folk. He needs to own up to his erroneous teaching. He needs to own up to his lies. The book is just a pack of lies. Well, listen, we're going to continue to reach out to Mr. Franklin. We're going to make every attempt to get him to debate. But I can't force the man. I can only challenge him. There are three books coming out. This is the Spirit of Python Trilogy, Volume 1, Spirit of Python Dunce, Volume 2, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, Volume 3, Spirit of Python Retard. He knows those are the three titles. He's already read Volume 1. He knows that what's coming down the pike is no joke. Everything that I state in Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3 is academically backed up. No, this trilogy is no joke. And he needs to answer for his dopey book, The Spirit of Python, which catapulted him to the New York Times bestsellers list once again. Well, let me read the preface to you. Let me read it. It's a one-page introduction. I'm not very long-winded. I'm not long-winded in anything that I write. In none of the chapters that I write, I'm very long-winded. However, while not being long-winded, I am very insightful. I will open your eyes to some things you had never seen before, because that's what I do as a teacher of the Word of God. So, this is how the preface reads. And again, you can have this free of charge. You can email me and get the sampler. And in the sampler, you'll get the open letter that I sent to him, the open letter I sent to his church. You get the table of content, and you will get the preface. Let me begin. It reads, "Dear reader, if one counts the introduction and conclusion, Jensen Franklin's book, The Spirit of Python, is 18 chapters of mindless drivel, moronity in book form. No one, and I do mean no one, best exemplifies eisegetical moronism like Jensen Franklin does, and that's saying a whole lot, considering the legions of pulpiteering nitwits who peddle imbecilic postulations 24/7 throughout the church world. Yes, indeed, Jensen Franklin gets my vote for Supreme Dunce, and rightly so, for he has earned it by penning a book that makes an exegetical mess of Acts 16:16. I go on to say, his inability to properly interpret one simple text of Scripture proves he's a simpleton, a bona fide bonehead who should never be allowed in the pulpit again. His book is ample proof that the man who leads the Free Chapel churches is a babbler extraordinaire who traffics in pig ignorant morality instead of sound biblical theology." Final paragraph reads like this: "I will show in the chapters that follow how Jensen Franklin's teaching on the Spirit of Python leaves us no choice but to conclude that the man is a certifiable dunce who should desist from preaching and teaching altogether and go back to school to learn how to properly read and accurately interpret the Bible. Sincerely yours, Moses Henry Jones, SS, Sinner Saved." Well, my brothers and sisters, as you can see, it is a concise introduction. Don't have to be long-winded to let you know what I am about to do in the remaining seven chapters and conclusion. I'm about to pick apart Jensen Franklin's dopey teaching. And it's very easy to do. It's very easy to do, and I will show you simply by using a biblical concordance, a simple tool, a simple tool. I mean, I'm sure you, the listener, you who are listening to this little few minutes that I have with you, I'm sure you have either a Strong's Concordance at home or a Cruden's Concordance at home or a Young's Concordance. You may have all three. And by using all three, I just use one kind of book, a biblical concordance, I show you how Jensen Franklin is a biblical moron, without dispute. It cannot be disputed. I showed you step by step. It's a Bible. Listen, the price of the book is phenomenal compared to the kind of lesson you're going to learn how to use. You probably had a concordance for many years and don't know how to use it. I show you how to use it, and I show you how Jensen Franklin is so wrong simply by using, I use all three, but you can use one concordance. You don't need to be a biblical scholar. You don't need to know Greek. You don't need to know Hebrew. I take this man's asinine book apart simply by using one tool in the minister's library, which Jensen Franklin never even turned to a concordance. And you know why? Because he's book illiterate. You know why? Because it's like the book says. It's like the book title advertises. He is a spirit of Python dunce. You know what a dunce is? A dunce is a person who never went to the library, never hit the books, never did any research, but yet claims to be a biblical scholar. Well, saints, that'll do it for today. Order your copy of the book. Go to our website. Get your copy. Get a few copies. And tune in tomorrow as I will continue to talk about Jensen Franklin as we proceed to expose this man for what he is, a biblical dunce. God bless you, saints.